back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console.
Hey, this is All Over the Road with Pired and Chewy. This is show number 26, recorded on April 2nd, 2024. Happy Transgender Day of Visibility, Pirate.
Happy Limp Wrist Day to you, buddy.
Yeah, but Transgender Day of Visibility, that's kind of nebulous to me. I mean, I feel like you transitioned today from being a business owner to a podcaster, and I transitioned today from being an IT guy to an arcade game operator back to podcaster. So, you know, you can play around and have a little fun with that.
We can swing both ways.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, how about that it was conveniently declared on Easter, so pissed off a lot of Christian people the other day.
I think it was strategically planned.
Yeah, yeah. So what'd you do for Easter? Did you hang around, do anything? You go to church? Did you go to church?
Nah, we skipped church this time. Sorry.
You skipped church? Yeah, nah, you don't need to be sorry.
Sorry.
No, you don't have
sorry,
to.
Sorry, folks.
Don't be sorry. You can worship your God in any way you want.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good family Easter at the old ranch there.
Okay.
We had all the family, their significant others and their children, everybody come over, and everyone brought a plate. That was a great thing.
Nice.
Yeah, contributed to the dinner. Nice.
So my old suggestions for these parties are starting to finally pay off, so your wife doesn't have to cook all that much.
Oh, yeah. Well, she cooked as usual, and all of the
food. She still did a spread.
All of the food everyone brought was great. It was a good old home-cooked, you know, country dinner.
Nice.
Ham and all the fixings.
Mm.
And we ate outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The weather was really warm and spring-like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Easter's a day to, you know, celebrate with your family, or if you're not a Christian, you don't necessarily have to celebrate that either. I mean, you still have the fairy tale side of things with the Easter bunny. You know, the kids get the basket with the chocolates, or you do an Easter egg hunt. Now, your kid's a little too old for that, and your other ones are too young, so I'm sure you didn't do an Easter egg hunt.
We did.
You actually did an Easter egg hunt.
We did it.
Really? With what, one kid?
No, some of the teenage ones did a teenage style. There was some candy in the eggs, and they all had fun. We hit a handful of eggs, and they ran around like, you know, crazy loons and got them. And then, you know, the thing is, you got to get them in a hurry because candy will melt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, luckily this year it hasn't been too hot yet because I did one for the kids myself, all the nieces, and basically put every kid got like 40 eggs, which was ridiculous. But
that's a lot.
That's what the extended family does here. They go over the top and overboard on everything. So to me, it wasn't an Easter egg. And they've been doing this for years. And I cracked me up for years. I said, this is not an Easter egg hunt. It's to go out there and just pick up your eggs because they're all over the backyard.
Yeah, I know what's going to happen. Most likely about a month or two down the road, I'm going to be in the plant bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to find them later.
I'm going to find like two or three eggs with an old melted, you know.
Well, maybe your hedge will grow like Hershey Kisses or something. You know, that would be pretty sweet. It's like, oh, cool. I'm mood for chocolate.
I would love to have chocolate growing off my tree.
Well, cool, man. Well, I'm glad you had a good Easter. Good Easter here on my side. Yes, I did go to church, but I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
I'm not feeling bad.
Church was good, man. It felt good, and I wish I had a little more energy that morning. For some reason, I woke up at 4:30 in the morning and didn't go back to sleep, and then went to early service. And at 8:30, I was fighting dozing off, so I felt bad. I didn't like doze off, but I'm like, oh man, I'm freaking tired. And it wasn't because the sermon was boring, because Pastor Mark Saunders, who's my pastor, freaking kicks ass, man. He's a good dude. But man, I was like, oh, I got up too early. So when I got back home, I took a power nap before I went to the Easter egg festivities and everything like that. Well, good, man. I'm glad we had a good Easter. So let's get into some stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. This day in history for April 2nd. It is April 2nd, all you listeners out there. And in 1992, American crime boss John Gotti was convicted on 13 criminal counts, including the murder of Paul Castellano.
Wow.
Remember that?
Yeah, the Gotti case. That's where I learned about RICO laws and everything.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was convicted of racketeering, obstruction of justice, and, of course, murders of 13 other people, I guess. Wow. So he spent life in he has life in prison there.
Only 13, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what they could prove.
Sure, sure. I'm sure there's some with some concrete shoes somewhere. 1982, Argentine troops seized the Falkland Islands.
Yeah, you know, I kind of remember this because I think the British were still in charge of Argentina, of the Falkland Islands at the time. So they got into a little skirmish there.
Leading to the Falkland Islands war with Great Britain.
Oh, boy.
Yep. That's when they had the planes that would, because there
was the Harriers.
Yeah, they didn't have large runways there on the Falkland Islands, so they brought their
the Harriers.
Their Marines brought those out.
AV-8Bs. It's actually a British plane. Our Marines bought it from them. So with two countries at one time were flying the Harriers. The really Marines nice. Still fly them, but they are all getting decommed for the F-35 Bravo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 1978, the soap opera Dallas debuted as a 5-part miniseries. It eventually became a running series and revolutionized the primetime dramas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, my parents watched
J.R.
it.
J.R. who shot
Oh, yeah, J.R. yeah. You know, I was too young, but I do remember enjoying the opening song, you know.
Yeah, we're just have like a big picture of the ranch. And
yeah, and they kept doing different picture tile montages and everything, but I was too young to remember. What distracted me with Dallas, because I did watch it with my parents, even though I don't remember much of the story, is every time I saw JR, I kept thinking of I Dream a Genie.
He was I Dream a Genie.
Right, and he is such a different character,
Larry
right?
Larry Hagman.
Yeah, he was such a bumbly, fun guy in I Dream a Genie, and he was such an asshole in Dallas.
Yeah, they had Patrick Duffy in there.
And that's why he got shot. Yeah, you're a jerk.
I thought that was a great. I mean, that was like back. That was those days' Yellowstone.
Yeah, I heard it's a good show to watch. I mean, I'm not going to say I'll put it in the queue because I'm actually watching an old show right now from the beginning. Cheers.
And okay,
it's freaking great, dude. It's funny. It's PG. They push it, but I tell you what, I watched a lot of Cheers as a kid, and I remember laughing. I think I'm laughing more now as an adult. But anyways, that's cool with Dallas, man. Dallas debuted back in 1978.
Yeah, I remember watching it a lot.
Yeah. A lot of people did.
Friday night, it was on every
Yep,
Friday
a
night.
Lot of people did, yep.
1917, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson asked Congress for a declaration of war against Germany, World War I.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That there was another war that we really needed to be involved in. Sarcasm.
Are you sure we're talking about the same people?
Yeah.
1513, Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon landed on the coast of Florida.
Yeah.
And did he find the Fountain of Youth near St. Augustine?
Apparently, I've been to it, so they claim, in St. Augustine. But yeah, first American colony was in Florida. I mean, we are technically living in former Spain.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Ponce de Leon, he discovered, or he was actually the first and set up the first government in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
He was the first.
He had a lot of ties, huh?
Yeah, he was the first governor.
Sounds like the guy got around.
Yeah, and he went to Bahamas, which at the time they called it Bimini. There is an island there called Bimini.
Bimini.
Yeah, Bimini.
I never heard it. I know what you meant, though. Yeah, I know what you meant.
Anyways, so the island of Bimini, he set up some government there as well, and he tried to make that his new, because he left Puerto Rico and someone took over after him, and he was trying to establishing
the place, getting buildings going, getting infrastructure going, and setting up some kind of government.
That's
right.
Ponce de Leon did.
Sounds like the guy got around a lot.
He did, and he ended up dying in Cuba.
Okay, all right,
yeah. So let's move on, ladies and gentlemen, to Born on This Day. Let's start with 747 AD.
747 AD. Man, that's about the time the Muslim religion came around, but I think that's probably a little early. 747 AD, no clue.
Charlemagne, Holy Roman Emperor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was born on this day.
Wow.
April 2nd.
Okay.
I am surprised they have records going that far back.
Yeah, well, I was surprised the Roman Empire was still around by then, because eventually I know it did fall apart. I didn't know it was that late. He was still emperoring.
And he was emperoring in what was now Germany.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Neat. Neat.
I mean, the Roman Empire went.
It was vast, but it also shrunk a lot too. But then there was also a lot of fall of Roman and then reconquering or reestablishing itself and all that stuff.
And they're still to this day uncovering artifacts from the Roman Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Think I see all the time on the internet a story where they found some big water jugs or
people. And we're just talking about Easter. They were involved in that. They killed Jesus Christ, they crucified him. You know, Pontius Pilate was the regional governor or something at the time. Roman dude.
Yep.
He didn't care for the Jesus.
He did not.
No, he didn't care for the Jesus at all. So,
1947, Emmylou Harris, American singer, songwriter, also known as the Queen of Country Rock. She mainly sang pop and country music. She was more known as a songwriter. She wrote a lot of songs.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lot of writers that you might not even, knew that she wrote for.
Yeah.
But she did play a big part in the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou movie.
Oh, yeah.
And she was in that movie, of course.
You like that movie a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I love those times, too. And she wrote that one song in that movie, Didn't Leave Nobody But the Baby.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 1947 for Emmylou.
All right.
1939, Marvin Gaye.
Mm.
American soul singer.
Yeah.
Sexual healing.
Oh, yeah.
And What's Going On. And
What's Going On. Yeah, that
was a good song. Through the grapevine.
Oh, he did that song? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that was him.
So recently, this is just a couple days ago, this is bizarre that this happened around the time that, his birthday come around. They recently found unpublished songs of his somewhere in Belgium.
Oh, wow.
And they're planning on releasing them.
So they're going to record them and release them?
I guess, yeah. It's
to hear some unknown Marvin Gaye songs.
I guess so.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And 1914, Alec Guinness, British actor.
Oh, yes. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. So he was 1914. He's not around anymore.
No, he went in 2000, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He's been gone quite a while. He joined the Force.
A Jedi strength flows from the Force.
I mean, he was Yoda's buddy.
Yes, he was. 1875, William P. Chrysler. What do you think he was part of?
Something about the horseless carriage, I believe.
Yep. American automobile engineer.
Yeah. Were they just as crappy back then as they are now? Sorry for you Mopar guys out there, but we all have our opinion. Pirate and I are Ford guys when it comes to America. Don't care much for the Mopar. And it's not even American anymore anyways. It's Italian-owned Fiat. Yes. Fiat owns it.
Fiat, yeah. The William P. Chrysler, his background was a train engineer, locomotive and train.
Okay.
And then he ended up working with the American Motors Company, which they made it was called American Locomotive at the time.
Okay.
And
so he transitioned.
They brought him on to GM.
Okay.
After that, and he still wanted to design his own vehicles, and that was his dream.
Just wanted to do his own thing.
And he finally broke through
mm-hmm.
and got his own design, and that's when he started his own company.
Well, I'm glad it worked out for him, because I recently saw this movie, and I forgot the name of it a couple months ago. It starred Jeff Bridges. He tried to create a new American automotive company, I believe in the 40s.
Yes.
And the big three pretty much pushed him out and sued him and just he won the case. But by the time the case settled, he was broke and he made like 70, 80 of these cars. And they're still in collection to this day. But unfortunately, his company never took off and never went production because the big three automakers went after him. Which is kind of messed up in a way. It's just like...
That's like a monopoly.
Right. You already dominate. By the 1940s, GM, Ford, and Chrysler dominate American automotive industry. So what? This other guy comes along and wants to build an American car. But nope, they weren't having it, man. They went after him. It was actually a really It's actually a really good movie. I wish I remember the name of it, but all right. Well, anything else for this day in history? I'll wrap that up.
That is this day in history, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Florida Man News, the news that everybody's been waiting on all week long.
My favorite part.
This is Pirate here. Okay, we ready?
Yeah, go for it, man.
A Florida man has been accused of killing his wife, and he was arrested in Bluefield, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brian Estep, 42, he has been charged for first-degree murder, and this happened last Wednesday, when Florida deputies contacted the West Virginia troopers regarding the whereabouts of Estep. He has been accused of killing her here in Brevard. Amber Estep is his wife. He killed her on January 16th, and he killed her in the woods. He then drove off in his truck on I-95 and pulled it off somewhere around Jacksonville off the side of the road and lit the truck on fire and then somehow made his way up to Bluefield, West Virginia, which I'm guessing eventually he was from that area.
Yeah.
And then hung out at a home. So that led to the troopers searching the home in Bluefield, which I've been to Bluefield before. Very nice town.
Yes.
That's in the southern part of the state. And which led to his arrest because they found the evidence from the crime scene there at his home.
Oh, so I wonder if he did try to do an insurance fraud claim, maybe. You know, or try to do a claim that turned out to be fraud because the story ain't adding up.
Yeah, yeah. And they found the body in the woods. They found the truck that was his. Estep is in county jail awaiting his hearing.
Wow.
So we got a Florida man arrested for brandishing firearm during road rage incident.
I heard about this, but I don't know the details.
Well, here's the details, folks. Only happens here. Yeah. A Florida man was arrested for brandishing a firearm during a road rage incident.
Mm.
This happened on Saturday.
Oh, boy.
FHP responded to a highway violence incident involving a silver Infiniti SUV and a black Chevy Malibu on southbound I-75. You know the road, folks.
Yes.
At mile marker 228 in Manatee County. You know where that's at?
Yeah.
According to the driver.
Right around here somewhere. Yeah.
According to the driver of the Malibu, the driver of the Infiniti brandished his firearm in a threatening manner.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Exactly. That's what he was saying. And an FHP trooper was on the road at that time after being alerted to the situation and later stopped the Infiniti on southbound I-75 near SR-64.
Mm.
And once they pulled him over, they searched the vehicle and a firearm was located in the vehicle. Go figure.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
Yes, and the driver, Troy Kevin Luke, 53, of Riverview, was placed under arrest.
Oh, that sucks for him.
For improper exhibition of brandishing a firearm and booked into the Manatee County Jail.
You gotta wonder, is it worth it?
Homie, don't play that.
No. Wow.
Oh, so we have a really good one here. Beef jerky pistachios land Florida man behind bars, says Polk County Sheriff.
What? Okay.
Beef jerky pistachios land Florida man behind bars, says Polk County Sheriff.
Beef jerky pistachios. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to imagine this a little bit.
Yeah, so Winter Haven is where this all happened, folks. And if you all know Winter Haven, it's not the Winter Haven we used to know, boys and girls. A Florida man has a hankering for beef jerky and pistachio nuts.
Mm.
And it was so strong that deputies say he swiped more than $100 worth of the treats from a Polk County convenience store without paying.
That's a lot of beef jerky.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? He must have just grabbed the whole box of the Slim Jims and just
right, or just took the thing right off the middle,
the whole
rack.
Sleeve, right?
Yeah, they took the whole, pull it right on out. Yeah. I hope you got teriyaki,
barbecue, whatever. So the surveillance video shows Anton Afanov Kormofilov.
Sounds very Russian.
Very.
Yeah, yeah.
Of Windermere.
Well, Anton, that's definitely Russian.
Yeah, of Windermere. And he looked it.
Yeah.
He looked like Putin's.
Oh, you get me jerky, comrade.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's like one of Putin's family.
Yeah, maybe. He sounds like Drago from Rocky IV. Yeah,
probably Drago's cousin.
If he dies, he dies.
It was part of Drago's family. I know it was.
Right.
He was of Windermere. So he, this video shows him walking into the Love's truck stop.
Not so much love, is it?
Yeah, there isn't.
Stolen.
And get this. And stopping to look at a sign depicting a deputy patrol car, Polk County patrol car, that is, that read, "Free ride if you shoplift from this store," according to Grady Judd.
He's awesome, man.
So Grady Judd, I guess what he does, they're having a problem with this convenience store. So they put this patrol car picture, probably like a cardboard cutout, probably a sheriff with his arm hanging out. It probably says underneath, "Free ride."
Yeah.
And you know where they're taking.
So they've definitely been staking this place out, keeping an eye more on this place.
I think this place has problems. And if you've ever been to where this is on I-4, you'll know the area.
That Love's off of I-4?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that area.
Yeah, it's a rough area.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay, but, I know.
It's park in the parking lot for a while.
I know. Well, it's a truck stop, man, and nothing against our truckers, but, like, it seems like gas stations or convenience stores always bring in some characters, man.
Character magnets, yeah, for man. Sure.
Yeah. So much for calling it Love's.
Yeah. So according to Grady Judd, Kormofilov continued walking inside the store, grabbed beef jerky and pistachio nuts, and strolled out. That's when employees tried to stop him. He ran outside of the store, and he ran to a Lowe's box truck.
Lowe's box.
I guess he drives a Lowe's truck, like the big.
Oh, great!
Yeah, I guess he's an employee.
Oh,
Lowe's.
Yeah.
So he's on his lunch break. So,
wow.
So he did not get to drive the Lowe's truck home. Instead, he got a free ride to Polk County Jail.
Well, what about the delivery, man?
Yeah, and he has been charged with first-degree petty theft. And I guess Lowe's probably had to send a tow truck to fetch that truck.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
You have a story.
Yeah, I got a couple of them here. So this is a. It's Florida man, but no one individually per se. NBC ran a pathetic piece on the state of Florida declaring that people are leaving the state because of soaring costs and the culture war. Florida has become hot property over the recent years, providing newcomers with all-around sunshine and escape from democratic insanity of states such as New York and California. This is largely due to its Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, who led the way against the COVID tyranny and ensured that Florida remained free while other parts of the country were under indefinite house arrest. We were locked down for a couple and a half, about 2.5 months there. So I'm not going to say, absolve them or anything sure. like that. But in the article, NBC notes that although hundreds of thousands of people moved to Florida, many also left the state and moved elsewhere. I haven't noticed that. Have you?
I don't know.
I could use some less traffic.
There's sure a hell of a lot of people here. And you know what? If these people want to leave, sayonara.
Oh, yeah. The article goes on to cite that the trials and tribulation of various Florida residents, including one woman who had her house egged after putting out a Hillary Clinton. Not so tolerant, are we?
So what she's saying is she come from one of them states, moved here and expected everyone to be like them up there?
Yeah. But unfortunately for NBC, the reality is sinking in that Florida is refusing to go down the same path as California. And if Ron DeSantis' blowout victory in 2022 is anything to go by, they will not be changing anytime soon. So there's this contradiction of people either are moving into the state by droves or just leaving. Either way, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. If you plan on leaving, oh, good. Please.
Well, I have heard of people leaving the state. I mean, I know some people actually.
Sure, there's always suspect.
There's always somebody. I'm moving here,
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's not always for the same reason either.
Right. 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 There's plenty of different reasons. Sure. So is this BS article.
Yeah,
well, this one you'll love one here because this goes back to high school days for us. Even a little junior high on top of that. Yes, we called it junior high back then, not middle school. But anyways. Former Two Live Crew rapper Luther Campbell is planning to run for Congress as a Democrat to represent his home state of Florida. What do you think of that, Pirate?
I'm voting for him.
Luke Campbell is going to
vote for him. I'm voting right now. Give him my vote.
His political goal is to fight, quote, these motherfuckers, end quote, including Representative Matt Gaetz, former President Donald Trump, and all those crazy ass Republicans.
So he's like the chick in the article before you.
Yeah. So the Campbell 63 is preparing to launch his candidacy for Florida's 20th congressional district, a majority black area in the southern east parts of the state that is currently represented by Representative Sheila Cherfifalos, I don't know, McCormick, Democrat of Florida. He says, quote, I'm going to make an announcement in a couple weeks, end quote. He told the New York Post, I think I have a great chance of winning. So what's going to be his theme song? We can go down this list here.
Oh, boy. Know. Welcome to my beep shop.
Yeah, the F shop or me so horny.
Yeah.
Or how about, hey, pop this coochie. We'll make it PG for the radio.
Or pop the vote. Maybe he could like make plays on votes. Like,
yeah. But how about F Martinez? You know, how do you not
Martinez?
You just say F Martinez instead of the whole thing.
That's when he was pissed off because they did censorship, which
they censored.
At that time he had a right to say what he was saying.
Right. Well, he had a right to say what he's saying. They didn't have a right to censor him.
No, they didn't.
So.
And you know what? You know what? Kudos for him. He wants to run. He wants to try to fight and be a Democrat. I mean, hey, everybody's got their own opinion, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll see what happens with Luther Campbell.
I have another story.
You have another story.
Hold your little fingers. All right. Close up here.
All right. You got another one.
I have a doozy here.
All right. Shoot.
Drunk Florida man drives car into waterway after confusing it for boardwalk. A drunk driver crashed his car into a South Florida waterway after mistaking it for a road early Sunday, which was Easter.
Wow.
Yeah, he was out drinking on an Easter night, apparently. The 22-year-old driver, Yanderly Chavez Dominguez, admitted to driving under the influence and sending his car into the government cut, which is a channel between South Beach and Fisher Island, which is down in the Miami area. Police say the 22-year-old confessed to getting behind the wheel while intoxicated, and officers claim he slurred his speech, had bloodshot eyes, and failed a sobriety test. So he was arrested and charged with the DUI.
So he messed up his car.
Oh, yeah.
All that salt water?
A tow truck driver had to remove the vehicle from the waterway.
Oh, geez.
You fucked it up! You fucked it up!
So that is it, ladies and gentlemen.
For Florida Man News. News clips, pop culture, and tech. So this is our segment where we just got a bunch of random stories. Some of them short, some of them long. Let's get through the list. The Band of Brothers actors are going to parachute into Normandy. Actors from the HBO TV show Band of Brothers are planning to parachute into Normandy to honor the real-life veterans portrayed in the series. So a couple of the actors who played in the movie are planning a documentary following the group's training for the jump. And then the actors said this was pretty funny that we're actually doing a real jump because we trained for it into the show, but actually never got to actually never really got to do it. So that's kind of cool.
Sure.
Yeah. How about Prince Harry is named in Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking lawsuit. Prince Harry has been implicated in the sex traffic lawsuit against the rapper Sean Diddy Combs following a federal raid on his Los Angeles and Miami home. I'm sensing Jeffrey Epstein all over again. Who does Diddy know? How does Diddy know him? What kind of documentation does he have? Meaning evidence, a video or a logbook or, you know, audio or witnesses saying that they witnessed things that they wouldn't see. I even heard a story. Luther Campbell left his party early because of the things he saw. When Luther Campbell is leaving your party early,
that's bad.
There is something going down, man.
Well, I heard there was even a airplane that they owned that one of their friends owned, Walter blah, blah, blah name. He had an airplane which they flew on.
Uh-huh.
And they called it the F plane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you can join the Mile High Club. They So Prince Harry is been listed as one of the people that were at these parties.
Well,
that
royalty day. Likes to play around, I guess, too.
Yeah. How about this one? Peter Sweden, the new mRNA side effect that they said safe and effective was a lie. The Danish Medicines Agency has warned that chronic hives is now a possible side effect of the Moderna mRNA injection. So that's a new one, hives. I heard of heart inflammation. Now you might break out in hives. But he said, remember how we were bombarded by the media and the experts that the brand new mRNA shots were completely safe and effective. But some people were skeptical and warned that there could be side effects. They were quickly branded by the media as crazy conspiracy theorists. That was a phrase that we heard repeated over and over again. Turns out they were right after all. Now the Danish Medicine Agency has come out saying that the chronic hives is a possible side effect of the Moderna Spivax vaccine and that the European Medicine Agency is in agreement with the Danish findings. The study found that people were most likely to get a chronic hives within 7 to 13 days after receiving the third dose of the Moderna shot. Boy, I have never regretted not taking it. How about you, Pirate? Any of them?
I'm not looking forward to having any hives, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your hives, your heart inflammation. How about death at a young age? We're older, but we're still young, man, and I'd like to live my life the best way possible. I don't want to go out like that.
The whole moral story is do not put foreign objects into your bloodstream.
Yeah, exactly. How about this one? Taliban to start stoning women to death in public for adulteries. The leaders blast support for women's rights. Aren't you glad after 20 years of being there that they're going to go back to stoning people for adultery? Boy. Good job there, Joe, in America, pulling out like that the way they did. What a travesty. Here's one that kind of affects you or could affect you one day. More California restaurants slashing jobs, halt hiring ahead of minimum wage hike. Even more California restaurants have laid off people before the $20 amount of minimum wage hike that started this April. California hasn't learned anything when it raised the minimum wage back in 2019. More California restaurants are slashing jobs, halt hiring ahead of minimum wage hike. It pains me to think about shutting down stores or laying off people, posted by Mary Chastain on last Tuesday. But even more California restaurants have laid off people before the $20 minimum wage hike in April in anticipation of it. California hasn't learned anything because they decided that this will, you know, be such a great idea back in 2019. Don't you got something to opine with this story?
This is all related to the Gavinomics.
Gavinomics. That's pretty good.
This is all related to it. There is a McDonald's franchisee over there in a unnamed town in California.
Mm-hmm.
And he owns approximately a handful of these McDonald's franchises, and he's going to have to shutter because he's going to shutter at least four or five of them, he said, this year because of increased labor costs and keeping the workforce more efficient to keep expenses in check.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, the combination of them both, they've had to raise prices, and it's trying to find these, pulling in these lower income customers and middle class customers, they can't afford a $22 Big Mac
or a Happy Meal.
The Happy Meal's not too far behind. Yeah. There.
So not only is the restaurant going to lose revenue because people are saying, that's a little too pricey for me. These people who are earning $20 an hour, a minimum wage, are not going to never get those hours because the restaurant can't afford them. they'll cut them right off at the 32 hours a week, just enough to pay them full time and benefits, and that'll be it.
Yeah, and $20 an hour for a McDonald's job is a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, well, check this out. It's simple economics. A business must make a profit to stay open and provide goods to consumers. This is not that hard. Rising costs in any part of business affects the other parts. Alexander Johnson, he's a second-generation owner of 10 California Auntie Anne's and Cinnabon restaurants, said the higher wages would lift his labor costs by around $470,000 annually. He has reduced his staff by to about 10, and his 73-year-old parents have returned to working in the business to help shave costs. Johnson said he turned down a recent offer to add a location in a waterfront tourist area in San Francisco because of the projected operational costs. He says, "It pains me to think about shutting down stores or laying people off," said Johnson, who moved to Nevada this year to open Scooter's Coffee location in his state. He said, "I love California, and I'm very sad about what is going on. But yet politicians and labor organizations continue to lie, calling these moves job creators." What a bunch of freaking morons, man.
And these restaurants just can't get a break, man.
No, they can't.
From COVID to now with these Gavinomics and Bidenomics.
Yeah, you have to start a brand new person with no experience with $20 an hour.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. You know?
That's just not fair. It's not fair to the customer. It's not fair
to the business owners. It's not fair to the community.
Yeah.
It ruins it.
And pretty much it's supposed to be just a quick, fast food.
Yeah. You think they're going to have dollar value menus anymore? No. Hell no.
No, $10 value meals.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's a funny one here. A black group says the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore should be renamed to a prominent black leader when the bridge is rebuilt, since Key owned slaves, and he also wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, yeah. He did write the Star Spangled Banner.
Well, I know a black prominent leader, a musician who's available. P. Diddy.
Yeah, he can write.
He'll be the P. Diddy Bridge.
Yeah. He can put his name up there.
Here's a funny one we talked about in show prep. A group of protesters called 911 because a friend of theirs in need needed a tampon and was ordered to keep seated while cops sorted them out at a recent protest at Vanderbilt University in Nashville. So she had to text her friend. She couldn't call her because the cops would be like, put the phone down. But yeah, her friend called 911. I heard the 911 tape too.
The text was, "Hey, I need a favor.
Yeah, I need a tampon.
Can you call somebody? I need a tampon now."
Well, she probably asked her friends for a tampon, and then her friends who were already outside the protest just decided to call 911 over a tampon.
Maybe these cuckoos think that when you call 911, it actually calls the actual cop that's inside there.
Yeah.
Not smart enough to
know. Yeah. But the audio tape with the 911 dispatcher was pretty freaking hilarious.
I heard it. It was unbelievable.
How about this one? Talk about hypocrisy. John Stewart is in hot water after inflating the value of his property in New York City by $1.8 million. The buyer ended up losing millions of dollars on the purchase. This happened in 2014. He inflated his home by 829%. The reason why he's in hot water is he criticized Trump for doing the same thing, which they went after him for, and he has to pay that ridiculous fine. I think it's time for a lib to get the same treatment since he overinflated his property.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be going after him?
Yeah, then you bring him into the courtroom there.
Either way, this Donald Trump case, if he loses on appeal, is going to ruin real estate in New York City. Businesses will not work there. They will pull out. They'll get out of there. So unintended consequences. You think you're getting Trump? Oh, you're getting a lot of people. And then just like the previous story with McDonald's and the small business owners and the restaurants out in California. People are going to lose their jobs over this.
Sure.
All over because your hatred towards a man that is just completely irrational. This one's hilarious, Pirate. Solar farm the size of 2,500 football fields destroyed by hailstorm.
Wow.
How are you going to fix that? Oops.
Yeah.
Happened in Texas.
How efficient is that?
Yeah. No, you got a couple stories. Let me pass it on to you.
Shocking
man.
Footage shows Oregon man barely missing runaway saw blade as he got loose from the construction site. An Oregon man narrowly avoided a runway saw blade as it rolled from a nearby construction site.
Probably one of the big ones, too,
it
right?
Some big concrete gimmicks, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Like a big, I've rented one of these before, a big saw to cut slabs in half.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, I so guess.
The blade got away?
Yeah, the saw blade had spun toward this guy, Ramiche is his name, seconds after he entered a convenience store that was nearby this construction site. As video recorded the blade as he was walking in the blade, approaching near the door as it closes, the large shape, sharp blade zooms by a truck that was parked in a store parking lot. The blade appears to hit the building right next to where the door frame is, nearly missing Ramiche.
Yeah.
The impact of the blade was so forceful that local reports said it shook the entire store. Ramiche and other customers were not armed.
Oh my gosh. God.
They said,
Lieutenant Dang, I got you some ice cream.
I have another one here.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, woman falls through floor as possible sinkhole opens under shopping mall.
Wow.
Video captured the moment last weekend when a woman casually shopping in a Chinese department store.
Oh boy. And I got to find that one.
So this lady disappeared from the video as a possible sinkhole swallowed a portion of the floor.
Oh geez. They got it on video of her getting sucked in.
Yeah. A construction worker on the first floor of the shopping mall in the city of Xinjiangzhou, China.
Xinjiang, Chinese chicken.
Just take all your silverware, throw it on the floor.
Yeah.
So this construction worker was trapped from the floor above collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman from the second store, I guess, caved in with toppled clothing racks, and she fell through to the first floor. She was wearing a yellow jacket. There was another lady that ran away from the hole and stopped to go back and check on the other woman that fell in. I guess both the construction worker and the lady that fell through the hole suffered only minor injuries. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Emergency crews responded. Get this. The store owner says, as they are our customers, we are a responsible party, have been actively handling the aftermath and providing necessary assistance, says a Mr. Huang.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Huang. Okay. At least he's going to help out, right?
Yeah, right.
Nice.
So, one other story here.
Yeah, another one. All right. Go for it.
Did you know Joe Lieberman, former Connecticut senator?
Yeah. Turned independent. You know what? He's a sensible lib, man. The guy was all right, dude.
He tried to do some things.
He was Al Gore's VP running mate. It didn't work out for him. But you know what? He was a pretty effective senator, man.
Yeah, he was Jewish American, died at 82.
Yeah, he died from complications from a fall, too.
He
was unhealthy or anything. You hear that all the time. Old people falling and then dying as a result of that.
Yeah, they don't heal well.
Hopefully, we'll have the robots by that time. You know, they can run real fast and catch us before we fall, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Unlike some of these women that we hope would catch us before we fall because we caught them before they fall. They didn't return the kindness.
Yeah. Well, it's sad that he died that way.
Yeah, no, rest in peace, man. Well, good.
We got back to you.
Yeah, we got a few more here.
Go ahead.
8 states plan to ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles as Joe Biden issues new rules beginning to kill them off by the year 2035. The 8 states have pledged to force constituents to drive environmentally damaging electric vehicles are California, Rhode Island, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Washington, and D.C. just signed off. They just signed off to ruin their economy.
Yes, they did.
Pretty much going to do because people will leave. I will not be forced to buy an electric car. I think the technology is cool, but don't give me this green crap. There ain't nothing green about a green car. Matter of fact, it's worse than a petroleum-based car.
The big thing is, I always thought that this country was about freedom of choice.
Yeah, and then these states are trying to take away your choice. Yeah,
there's no freedom of nothing.
But every single one of those I just listed, they're all heavy blue.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but hey, screw them. Let them screw themselves. Fortunately, that means more people move in our state, Pyre, just let you know. But hey, more work for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has begun. Italy investigating COVID vaccine deaths. I thought that was a conspiracy theory. Yeah. Five doctors and medical staff are under investigation after a student died following her COVID vaccination. Is accountability happening after all? The Italian public prosecutor put five doctors and the medical staff under investigation after an 18-year-old died after receiving the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. Why is an 18-year-old taking it? We were told that the young, with pretty rock-solid immunity, don't have to worry about this. The vaccine was really meant for older people, you know? But the student went for an open-day event near Genoa in Italy. Good salami, by the way.
Yeah.
On the 25th of May, back in 2021. She died shortly afterwards. In the autopsy, they found that she did not have any previous medical conditions and has not taken any medications. So much for the comorbidities we all learned about, right? They conducted that it was likely that she died from blood clots as a result of getting the COVID vaccine, and now the doctors are under the investigation. But the government and the expert pushed these policies. So why are they only going after the doctors, which is interesting? The doctors were being the pawns and doing thy bidding of the mighty government of Italy, whatever they are. I don't know if they're a republic or anything like that. I don't know their government structure. But I thought we were told there are no side effects to the COVID vax.
Well, obviously, we know the answer to that, Chewie.
Yeah. But remember, we were called conspiracy theorists.
We have always been called.
Yeah. How about this one for a doozy? New York Governor Kathy Hochul kicked out of NYPD's officer's wake for the recently deceased Jonathan Diller, who was gunned down over a routine traffic stop. The perp was arrested 24 times prior. So basically, she tried to show up to give her condolences, and she was turned away. Why do you think they turned her away, Pirate?
You're telling me.
Well, let's see. I can tell you.
Yeah.
She was part of defund the police.
Yeah, that's one.
She's part of soft on crimes. Basically, a perp gets arrested for doing a crime and is released on the street with no bail and a hand slap. You know, maybe get some community service. They don't fulfill those hours. So they basically are creating more victims. And this poor guy here, NYPD Jonathan Diller, it was a routine traffic stop.
Yeah.
The guy was speeding or something. He was just going to give him a ticket. And when he approached the door, this guy blasted him. So they've arrested him. He has 24 prior arrests.
And why is he on the street?
Why is he on the street? We lost a good police officer. The police are pissed off now because they're the ones arresting these people and then seeing them on the street the next day.
All of these questions have been constantly, brought up constantly. We're constantly asking these questions over and over. Like we sound like broken
records. Why?
Why? Question mark. Why?
Right. It's insanity. But good for that family for telling Hochul, I don't care if you're the governor, you're not welcome here.
Yeah.
Because you helped create this culture of anti-police and soft on crime. I mean, again, the think tank, what kind of morons come up with, we're not going to prosecute you if you steal under $950 or $900, whatever amount it is. As a criminal, I'm not even a criminal. I would be maybe become one because I say I can walk into Walgreens. Thank God we don't have these policies here, by the way. But if we went out to California and say, I didn't feel like paying because I don't feel like paying.
Hey, Chewy, let's go get some beer at the store.
Let's go.
Okay.
They're not going to do nothing about it.
No, hell, we'll take it right off the shelf.
Call the cops. Yep. I'm not going to get arrested.
By the time they
and
show
I'm
up.
Not going to get. I'm going to get in my car casually and just drive away.
Yeah.
And then we'll laugh my ass off because we have free beer.
Oh, and probably there's not enough of them anyways in the vicinity to pull us over anyways. Right.
Plus, but ultimately you and I both know it's not free because the business pays for it, and then the business ends up shutting down, then people lose their jobs, and then consumers don't have a place to go to anymore. That's the domino effect. But only morons would come up with these policies and say, hey, this is a great idea here. Well, I got one more story here for news clips. This one is actually from a listener, Pirate.
Okay.
So we got a listener one. So basically the headline is here for this. So this is from a viewer of mine, no name dropping here, but Democrats believe veterans shouldn't have guns. So the same people who served our country, some of them fought for our country, the Democrats believe they shouldn't have guns.
Who gives them the right to make these decisions?
Well, as a lawmaker, they can create these laws. So it's another red flag law. And they basically said, if you receive VA benefits, you shouldn't own a gun. Over 140 Democrats in the House of Representatives don't believe someone who risks their life to fight for this country in another country should be allowed to own a gun to protect their life in their own countries.
If anybody's going to have a gun, I would rather have a veteran have a gun than a criminal own a gun.
Exactly. Well, veterans who receive disability benefits can use those benefits as they see fit. But if they are struggling with managing their finances due to mental or physical challenges, which we know happens, the VA may assign a fiduciary to oversee their funds. The VA calls this a precaution, but many veterans feel it's an unnecessary oversight. So basically, if a fiduciary is assigned to you, they want to take away your guns.
So that's just going to steer a lot of veterans away from taking these benefits, probably.
Probably.
You know, if you're in need of help, of any mental help or any type of assistance, you're going to say, well, I'd rather just keep my guns and try to get...
Right. And long story short, they want to weaponize mental health to take away veterans' Second Amendment rights, as if many of them haven't lost enough, you know, like that lady I talked about earlier at Pizza Rock, the pills thing. We don't know. I don't know her situation, but she's obviously messed up.
Well, and the pills don't just always fix the problem. The problem is maybe she needs further counseling. Maybe she needs.
Well, we need more facilities, and we need to bring back the funny farms, all that stuff. So people can be monitored, because the problem these days with the pills is that you're just giving it, and you choose not to take it because you're feeling better today. Or you want to sell it to somebody because you want to get some better drugs, you know?
Maybe you mix them with that other stuff, you know?
But either way, with these veterans, you don't go fight for your country just to come back home and kill people that you were fighting for. I mean, the mentality is just out there, man.
It's backwards, right?
Yeah, it's backwards.
Very backwards.
Great segment, but that'll wrap it up for news clips and pop culture. We didn't do any tech today, though. There was no tech, but it's still part of the segment. If we have Elon or SpaceX or something, we'll talk about it, but nothing this week. By the way, I'll throw in a real quick tech. The other day, SpaceX did 3 launches in one day, 2 at the Cape, 1 out in California. All the rockets returned to. Pretty impressive, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good tech. So in Florida here, we have a Amendment 3 coming up in the November election. It's going to be on the ballot. The Democrats are pushing a bill that is going to be for the legalization of MJ, marijuana.
Some marijuana, huh?
Yeah, recreational, by the way.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to get a medical card anymore.
No.
Okay.
And this is going to be for people 21 or older. And, it's going to need to get at least 60% vote to pass, Chewy.
Do you think that'll happen?
You know, this is where I wanted you to opine, because I'm kind of torn, you know.
I am too.
I'm torn. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
I am leaning more towards, I think it should stay medical, because you have to get screened every 10 months.
Right.
You actually talk to a real doctor. And they make sure you're not in there just to smoke weed to get high. They want to know your situation. Do you have any pain? Are you dealing with depression?
Sure.
Are you dealing with demons?
Yeah.
So, and it's only like a 10-minute interview or medical screening.
And is the interview fudgeable?
Yeah, it can be.
Can you screw the interview up by just lying and then
you can, because if the doctor feels you are lying, they won't approve your prescription.
Okay.
And here's the other thing, because this relates to our concealed weapons permit, how you and I were still pro concealed weapons permit.
We are.
By making people go through the process of getting a medical marijuana card, you're still limiting who'll get it, because a lot of people are not willing to go through that process, because you have to pay like a 80, no, $130, $150 medical consultant. You have to do that twice a year.
Sure.
So do the math, $300. Okay. You have to renew your license once a year, which is about $90. So now we're invested about $440 in before you can go to the dispensary and pay for that on top of that.
There's a lot of hoops you got to jump
through. There's a lot of hoops. The reason why I'm for the hoops is because I think it should stay limited. I don't want it recreational because we talked about this the other day. There are too many people driving in their car right now, dumb fucks, smoking marijuana and driving.
Oh, yeah. The whole town smells skunky.
It does.
And I thought that this medical was supposed to be done at home.
It's supposed to be done at home by you. So these guys, not even the guys, there's ladies too. They're taking a chance of getting themselves a DUI. People think DUI is drinking. No. Driving under the influence. And me being a medical marijuana holder, I personally believe that it's worse than drunk driving. You and I have drove home a couple times, probably when we shouldn't have. And it's a typical guy. Hey, I'm okay.
Sure.
Okay. But I can tell you, being a medical marijuana user, absolutely not. I will not lie to you and say, no, I'm good. And that's why I limit when I smoke and I make sure that I'm home or in special situations being at parties. But I read the room. I say, okay, well, I'm going to hang out here till midnight. So maybe after about 9-ish tonight, I'll stop smoking because the stuff stays in your system for a couple hours anyway. So you don't have to keep smoking and smoking to get so baked that, you know, because at that point, man, you get in a car, man, you're just asking for trouble. And these people who smoke and drive, they're taking a chance of getting their medical marijuana car taken away.
Well, that's why we see a lot of these Florida man stories, like this dude that drove off the board.
Right. And at least with, if they go recreational, the challenge with that being is that you still cannot be a felon and buy marijuana. There will still be somewhat limitations. Now, the dispensaries will love it because their revenue is going to go.
Oh, they're going to.
It's going to go through. Or you can sell it privately. You know, that's the thing about recreational. But there is a limit. They said there's so many grams you can only have on you.
I'm sure you can grow it as well.
I want to look into the story more because I think they may still offer the medical route because I believe you can possess more if you have the medical route, just like the concealed weapons permit. Even though we have open concealed carry in the state, not open carry, open concealed carry. You don't have to have a license. As you and I being gun owners, it's better for us to still get the license because our background checks go through faster. We can take a gun home on the day of because we're vetted.
And we can...
No waiting period.
Reciprocate with other laws in other states as well with our license.
Exactly. If you don't have a license and you're just open, you know, concealed carry in this state, if you go into another state and you're pulled over, your Florida law has got nothing to do with Georgia law. And you could get arrested for carrying a firearm without a license on you. You and I wouldn't have to worry about that because we are concealed license holders. So I want to read more about this. What are the stipulations?
Well, and here's another thing. Just wanted to add this to the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I have approximately 22 states here I'm going to read off.
That have medical or recreational?
That have recreational.
Oh, wow. 22.
It's legal.
I didn't know it was that many.
Michigan, Maine, Vermont, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, Illinois, Missouri, Colorado. And by the way, they collected $2.3 billion in tax revenue last year.
Woo.
New Mexico, Montana, Washington, Oregon, California. They were the first, 1996, with Proposition 215. Nevada, Arizona, Alaska, they were also one of the other first. 1998, Alaska made legal.
Mm. They're ahead of the game.
Massachusetts, Mississippi, and Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of the states all have medical use only.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple states with no program at all where it's completely illegal to have medical or recreational weed on you.
Okay.
South Carolina, Indiana, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Wyoming, Idaho.
Well, good thing I don't plan on going there anytime soon.
And they said Idaho is one of the strictest states there is.
Yeah. And see, here's the thing. I know you say you're torn on this. I am too. Even though I'm still for the medical, I see this passing, man.
Yeah.
You know why? This. Because the people who do have medical now are like, I'm sick and tired of going seeing the doctor twice a year and paying $150. I'm sick and tired of paying the state $90 for a license, then to go to the dispensary and buy weed.
Well, and I also think that the state probably wants this because look what I just said.
They will tax it.
$2.3 billion in tax revenue.
Well, they already tax it. Yeah. They already tax it. So I don't see the, say it goes recreational. I don't see the price increasing because it's supply and demand. The more people purchase into it, it's going to lower the cost. Sure. I can see them lowering the taxes. I can see the dispensary lowering their prices. And the thing is my dispensary runs 50% off sales all the time anyways. So you just have to check.
Well, every sale is going to make tax dollars go into the state's coffers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And exactly. For them, it's a win-win, I guess, if they're looking to make more money.
I still think it's going to pass, though. I'm not for recreational, but I still think it's going to pass.
I would rather keep it medical myself.
Yeah, me too.
I think it also brings a lot of
problems.
Extra problems that this state probably doesn't
have. Yeah. Well, one thing, yeah.
I mean, folks out there, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you might think different, but I see what our little town around here looks like with the fentanyl problems,
mm-hmm.
the other meth problems, the, you know, whatever other drugs, heroin, whatever they are on, there are some problems. And I know pot is just, it's just pot.
Yeah.
It's just weed.
People still want to experiment for something stronger.
And they also do. Some people just like bake out. They completely smoke themselves to oblivion.
Yeah. And they become useless.
Yeah, there's people that are at 2 a.m. just sitting on the front porch, just baked out.
And like
Chewy said, you know, getting in a vehicle when you're, you know, it's 2 a.m. and
you're stoned.
You're stoned as hell, and you go the wrong way on the interstate.
Yeah, man.
That's dangerous as
hell. So you and I are in agreement. We are still for the medical route, but I have this strange feeling. It's going to go recreational, though.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, we'll see how this works out. Again, unintended consequences, right? Let's see what happens with this.
See what happens. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Abortion rights, Amendment 4.
Amendment 4.
So the Florida Supreme Court, you know, they upholded the 15-week abortion ban. So and that's where most abortions after 15 weeks can't be aborted, but before, you know.
Right.
So the 6-week. Now they want to do this will go for 6 weeks for the 15-week ban.
Okay.
So that took effect back in 2023. Roe versus Wade, of course, was overturned in 2022 by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that was tossed.
Yeah. And so the new amendment, if approved, will allow abortions until 24 weeks into pregnancy.
That's over halfway through.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's going to pass. And both, because
I don't see that passing. See, no. I'm a pro-choicer. I know some people are shocked to hear that because they think I'm this big conservative guy. But remember, pro-choice also means I would choose life if I had that decision. But ultimately, I believe it's the woman's decision to do what she wants with her body. And even though I might disagree with an abortion, it's her body.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't see this passing in 24 weeks, though.
That's
a stretch.
I think the amendment should be worded properly if you're going to put it into the Constitution.
Yeah, I'd see it passing if they kept it to the 6-week mark, because think about it. Some people, well, and unfortunately, they use abortion as birth control, and I disagree with that. But, you know, there are some women out there and men who are completely not ready and irresponsible.
Oh, there are a lot, not some.
Right. Well, I'm being nice. Maybe it's not such a bad idea to bring a child into this world with parents the way that their parents are going to be. And unfortunately, we know too many people are like that these days, and I feel bad for the kid. I know there's the argument that you can adopt, but that is not an easy process to adopt, man. They make it so difficult. You think, okay, don't have the abortion, just adopt the way the kid. It's not that black and white, man.
No, and those kids get tossed around house to house, and they go through a lot of trauma and abuse and things like that. You know, Ron DeSantis tried to get this thing right with the 15-week, you know, abortion ban. I think this thing here is just trying to go around him.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't.
Well, I see three passing. I don't see four passing. 24 weeks is too long. A lot of people won't agree with that. I mean, the baby, in a sense, is half its size by then.
Yes. Yes. And
they're still going to allow abortion up to 24 weeks. I don't know, man. But
yeah, this is worded completely different, and it shouldn't.
We'll see what happens, man. November will be here before we know it. I got other things to worry about more than weed and abortions when it comes to this
general election. 7 months coming up.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on this. And
the total solar eclipse is coming on April 8th, listeners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're not in the path, though.
Well, we are in a partial path.
Partial path. Yes. So we'll see part of a Pac-Man, maybe?
Yeah, so this is going to cross over from Mexico to U.S. and Canada. It starts in Mexico around 11:07 a.m.
Which day?
This is April 8th.
April 8th, okay. April 8th. Just let people know.
April 8th, 2024, folks. And
6 days.
It's going to be traveling through Texas after Mexico, right through the heart of Dallas.
Oh, is it going to go stop by and see JR?
Yeah.
Since we brought him up earlier.
That's who they're going to see.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Missouri, Illinois, Hostucky, otherwise known as Kentucky, Indiana. OH-10, that would be Ohio.
Part of OH-10, right.
Or some of the folks that I know over there. Ohio.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania or PA.
Pennsylvania, PA.
New York.
Yeah.
Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine.
But they're going to like totally get blacked out, right?
Yeah, they are in a total eclipse in those states.
So it'll be like dark for a short few minutes during the daytime.
So starting in Dallas, Texas, the maximum eclipse time would be 1:42
okay.
p.m.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Cleveland will be 3:15 p.m.
Now, are we supposed to get naked and do some kind of dance when this happens?
Probably can, because it's going to be kind of dark.
Yeah, are we supposed to sacrifice to the gods? I mean, what's the rules here on a total solar eclipse?
I think just go crazy.
Just go crazy?
Go crazy, man.
All right.
Yeah. Act like when it was, the 2000 millennium when it came, everybody thought the world was going to end.
Yeah.
Just act like that.
Well, you know, I recently got back into jogging. Maybe I'll just, run down the street in my thong.
There you go. So this thing will actually travel into Canada, and then it goes beyond into other countries.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's the other side of the world.
Yeah,
basically.
So the total eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth and completely blocking the face of the sun.
Ooh.
So the sky will darken as if it were dawn or dusk.
Sounds scary.
Yeah. In 2017, we had a partial eclipse, and I remember seeing it.
I did. I bought the special glasses.
Okay.
And then the first set I bought, I threw out because I found out it was some from shoddy Chinese company, and I got nothing against Chinese made stuff. Most of our shit is Chinese made. It just depends on the quality. I threw them out and bought proper ones. And took a look. It's no big deal.
Nah.
You saw part of the sun, like a little crescent, get cut out for a little bit, and then I do remember it getting like little shadier.
I seen that the shadows. Shadows were casting differently.
Yeah, but it wasn't that big of a deal.
I remember for a good 5 minutes.
Yes.
It was strange.
Yeah, yeah. But it's no big deal. And I ended up spending like $30 on glasses because, like I said, I threw out the first batch and I bought like several pair. I was going to give them to friends.
Yeah.
And it turned out that they were crap. And so I didn't want to blind my friends. So if you're in the path of this eclipse, don't be staring up at the sun too long unless you have proper eye protection. And regular old sunglasses is not the trick.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, you can burn your retina, and you'll be blind. So yeah, be careful about this, folks.
Definitely do that, because safety is a priority.
I mean, it's kind of cool to look at, but you can look at it with the proper glasses. If you don't, do a quick stare at it for like a millisecond and then stop looking at it and don't do it again.
Yeah, or you could take a picture of it, but close your eyes when you're taking a picture. So don't look into your phone.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Take a picture of it.
So safety is a priority when viewing the eclipse, and they say to use special eclipse viewing glasses to protect your eyes.
Right.
And they're saying, and I was looking on the World Wide Web, that viewing parties.
The cloud? You're looking at the cloud?
One of those clouds. The viewing. There are viewing parties being planned. All over the pathway of this eclipse.
Of course there is.
Yeah, they're going to be camping out watching this.
Yeah.
So I watch it. They say we're going to get a partial here.
Yeah, April. Well, April 8th. We'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You know what that is, don't you?
I don't know. What was that?
That's cicadas coming out of the oak trees here in Florida.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you, man?
Cicada man. So cicadas are going to be doing their brood, B-R-O-O-D is a brood, X-I-X. So that's the 13-year set, and they're going to merge in the southeast. And then there is another X-1-1 brood that's a 17-year brood. And they're going to be coming at the same time.
Oh, we're going to get hit with a lot of cicadas.
Yes. They say millions of them will be coming out of the ground.
It sounds like we need to do another ritual.
We do.
Ah, some kind of dance or something.
We can do a cicada dance.
Yeah, we got the solar eclipse dance and now the cicada dance.
Yeah, so the last time that this happened, that they emerged at the same time, was 221 years ago in 1803.
Oh, so we're here at a special time to be witnessing these bugs.
The last time that happened, Thomas Jefferson was president.
Dang. So what you're saying is we're overdue for some cicada love.
Yeah, and the whole situation with these things is those cicadas up in those states up there in the Midwest, it's mainly like Illinois,
West Virginia,
West Virginia, Indiana, Ohio, just those mid, and then it goes down into this mid Atlantic. It's got like North Carolina, Virginia, parts of Georgia, and all that.
So, are we going to get hit really bad, or is it going to be maybe? Well,
those areas will get hit by the brood cicadas.
Okay,
and those are periodical because they experience climate change where it. Not climate change, but the weather goes to.
That's climate change.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's climate change.
I'm trying to find
you. You were thinking of advocacy climate change, yeah, where you know if we don't do nothing, the planet is going to freeze over.
Yeah, we're not thinking like.
No, we're not thinking
solar
like that.
Panels and shit. Here's what we're thinking is that these cicadas, they sit in the ground dormant for 17 years.
And wow.
When the temperature warms up to like a 64 degree mark, they wake up. And that they say that's expected to happen sometime starting in the mid-Atlantic around May, April, May.
Okay.
And then in the Indiana, that area.
Yeah, but then don't they do those sounds to perform coitus to make more cicadas?
They alert other female cicadas and hey, here I am.
Yeah, let's get it on.
Yes.
Yeah, like Marvin Gaye, right?
And those cicadas, the periodic ones, how do they stay alive that long? What they do is the little white cicada, that's what they look like. They're in their little shell. They suck on the nectar from the tree roots.
Oh.
They say a lot of trees actually, you'll see them drop, if there's a lot of cicadas underneath them, they'll drop a lot of their leaves because the tree becomes overwhelmed from losing nutrients and things like
probably that. Stress.
Yeah, and it takes a while for those trees to reestablish. The other thing is I heard and during my research that a lot of people like to eat cicadas.
Well, I mean, the environmentalists are telling us to eat more bugs these days. It's a pure source of protein.
They say that they taste kind of like peanut butter.
I've never tried bugs.
Yeah, and then so
honestly,
if you're asking if you're in the Florida area,
you're gonna have some Florida peanut butter.
And if you're asking what type of cicadas, because we do have cicadas here, I hear them all the time.
Yeah,
they are considered the annual cicadas.
Okay,
so these guys. you know, they come out of the ground annually and then go back and go in the ground, reproduce, and then come back. So our cicadas come back every spring and summer.
Okay.
And of course, you know, they sound pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this during show prep. You know, I knew of the West Virginia cicadas. I didn't know about the Florida ones, but it makes sense now. It actually relaxes me and puts me to sleep, dude. Yeah. I fall asleep to cicada noise.
Yeah, I like them. They go well into the evening.
Matter of fact, you know, I got the JBL Charge like yourself. I keep one by my bedroom on my nightstand.
You put cicadas on?
I do. I fall asleep. Well, they call it crickets, but it almost sounds the same, right? But yeah. I put that noise to fall asleep. I change it up. Like, I like ocean. I like a fireplace. I got a B-17 bomber. I've got a airline, passenger airline, just a hum of the jet engines, you know, just puts me out, man. I'm the greatest traveler when it comes to planes, because put on the headphones, I'm knocked out. Doesn't matter the time of the day. It relaxes me, man.
Yeah, that's like in the summer when it starts to get into the rainy season.
Yeah.
We'll get a lot of the Cuban tree frogs around the house.
And the ribbit.
And you'll just hear their ribbiting or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of soothing as well.
Yeah. Well, see, as a child, we had a pond in our front yard. So every spring, the toads and the frogs and the mosquitoes would get it on.
100 of them going off at once.
Right outside my main window. And it was loud. But I grew up with that noise, so it actually just puts me to sleep, dude. I've learned to relax with that, you know. So, well, it sounds like we're going to have a little cicada thing going on here soon.
Yeah, the cicadas are coming, folks, so get ready.
The cicadas are coming. The cicadas are coming.
Get ready for the cicadas if you live in one of those areas where the brood is going to be, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime.
Yeah, we get to experience since Thomas Jefferson.
They won't come back again for another 221
very cool.
years.
Yeah, we won't see him again, at least not in our lifetime.
No, sir.
All right, folks. Well, that will wrap up show number 26 here. And, you know, our final part of the show is always the song of the week. And
yeah, what do we got this week?
Yeah. So we got Bare Hands. They're an alternative band. And the song is called Alternative Rock, I guess. Yeah. The song is called Giants. And this is from their 2014 record, Distraction. So, folks, well, glad you tuned in, and thank you for downloading, listening to the show. We'll give you all the spotlights again. We are all over the road with Pirate and Chewbacca, and you can find us on our own website on the web, right?
World Wide Web.
The World Wide Web, akebonoradio.com, where I do post the show, but you can search for us on X for the same notifications that I'll have on our website, and we're also on Facebook as well. They're all the same notices, just different places to be aware of the show when I do upload them. And you can also send us an email at akebonoradio@gmail.com. So
yeah, and you can write Dear Pirate and Chewy, and then we'll respond.
Right. And like I said today, I did have a viewer suggested article we did on the red flag laws with the VA, with the veterans, with the benefits and all that stuff. So you never know if it's something that that goes along with our show.
If you have a suggestion,
put it in.
If you have a suggestion, throw it in the little box there. We open a little box up and we say, oh yeah, we can talk about that.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Whoop, there it is. Whoop,
there it is. I could be another song.
So, 26 shows. Here we are.
Yeah, I know, right?
20 made another milestone.
And you have to admit, since we gone to this Tascam mixer, it runs a lot smoother. Remember that? I was struggling with that laptop, man. Yeah, we were running into technical difficulties left and right, and it didn't make any sense to me why, but crap.
You were in a bad mood a couple times, I'll have to tell you.
Yeah, well, I was in a bad mood working on this new arcade machine I'm about to show you, but now that I got it working, I'm back to, okay, this is cool. I mean, I still got some tweaking to do, but, you know, it's like anything. It's a learning process. I'm glad I found this. I didn't even know these things existed until I was like, God, there's got to be a better way to record a podcast, man.
Yeah, you know? It's working well. Yeah, we got Howard Dean here with us.
Yeah, I love all our sound pads here and everything that I can program. I mean, I got to hook it up to the computer. A little bit of a pain, but that's okay. But yeah, I mean, Howard Dean and
216
Captain Jack Sparrow, and I can do this on the fly. Plus, we can have guests call in. We did have Ace Man join us one time. He definitely wants to be on the show again. I got to talk to him. He wants to talk about beer.
Yeah, I like to talk about beer. I like to drink beer. So
I like to drink beer too, even though I'm on hiatus right now. I do like to drink beer.
Flying Ace, if you want to give us a holler.
Or Ace Man.
Yeah.
Flying Ace. You were thinking about the gas station or something.
Yeah, I'm calling him the Flying Ace.
Flying J or whatever it was.
Well, he can fly over here and tell us about beer.
Well, he'll be tuning in again from OH10, as you call it.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that'll do it for this show. And thank you for downloading, and we will talk to you soon. Any parting words, Pirate?
Keep your ears open, because there's always good news.